Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, not just with me. You know, I hate to say it this way, but if you find a commentator, you find somebody like me that you line up with, you appreciate, you understand what they're saying, and you can take it and run with it, then do it. But you got to get informed and not Twitter informed, you know what I mean. You want to really get informed of what's going on and be able to take that out to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Well, I guess your unloved ones. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me after the break. And, you know, again, we all still have a problem, not just with our young people, but with ourselves. You know, we're seeing more and more issues with couples that are home all day. You know, we weren't meant to be hanging out the house all day long. You got to be out and about with other people. You got to be using your brain. You got to be getting things done. It's what we were made to do. And again, I go back to the same thing. You know, here in California, we can't even go to church. Oh my God, yeah, we can't worship that thing in the sky that nobody can see, touch, feel. You know, we're a bunch of nuts. Just ask Governor Newsom. You know, that's how he feels about it. He thinks we're crazy. He thinks that their worship on Sunday is no different than a football game or a baseball game or a soccer game, for that matter. Isn't that cool? He has absolutely no respect for people's belief systems. And which is why it's always been a wonderment to me how certain political groups just get right in bed with people like him, and he's 180 degrees from what they believe. And again, when, you know, what's really funny, up until recently, and I can parade 50 black people to come on the show and talk about what Trump has done for the black community. But I would love somebody from the left to actually sit down and tell me what the Democrats have done in the last 40 years for them. In all sincerity, I would love for a black person to call the show, a liberal, and tell me what the Democrat Party has done for you. Other than kept you in poverty, kept you dependent on government, given you, you know, lousy education systems in your areas. Other than that, what have they done for you? And see, I have learned on the show over the years now what I do, because I'm not a woman, so I don't have a uterus, so I can't really speak to women's issues. I don't have, I'm not black, so I can't speak to black issues. I mean, it's crazy. So I finally started nailing them with their own stuff. I brought people on that were in those areas, in those categories, and they still make fun. How long did you have to look for a black conservative? Well, let me tell you, it wasn't easy. If I didn't watch where I was walking, I'd be stepping all over them. There are black conservatives everywhere. They keep their mouths shut. They're smarter than we are, I guess, to a degree. They keep their mouths shut because they're tired of being bullied. And you know what? They're going to get tired of being quiet, too, after a while. And then you're really going to be in serious trouble. And you're already seeing cracks. I said it during the Obama administration, and it came true. That we had solid, good military people. That right now we're keeping their mouths shut because that was the commander-in-chief. But at some point in time, he was going to step over the line, and they would start speaking, and they did. And the cracks were starting to form, and they were starting to speak. And you're going to see the same thing happen over and over again in a black community, in a police community. Look at what's happening now. The National Police Patrolmen's Associations, who always supported Democrats, always have seen where the Democrats are now. And what are they doing across the country? They're supporting Trump. And matter of fact, whether you guys want to hear it or not, police and firemen, for a majority of them, always supported Trump. And you know, I got enough time to pull this off. Yeah, maybe. So, in California here, Governor Newsom has, for all intents and purposes, ordered a total lockdown of schools. And people are screaming at guys like me on the right, who's elected a board member. But not just me, all, you know, board members up and down the state. We elected you to get the schools open. You know what the right thing is doing. Governor Newsom is doing something illegal against the Constitution, the legislature, all this other stuff. All right. I'm going to say the same thing I said during the days of Barack Obama. Who is going to put handcuffs on Newsom? Who's going to push back on him? Come on, tell me. It's easy to throw things out there and say, this is wrong, that's wrong, this is wrong, so-and-so should be arrested. Who's going to do it? They should. You, some of you talk like there's people of integrity in any forms of government. They're going to do exactly what the job tells them to do. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We are not those people anymore. It's sad, but it's true. You wouldn't be having going on. You wouldn't be having a mayor in Chicago threatening a president who wants to send in troops to help keep peace while she's losing. They're shooting up almost 100 people a weekend, and they're losing 10, 12, 15 people a weekend. And the only thing she could do is to think of threatening the president? Seriously? But we've allowed this to happen. You Christians who everybody's going to live and let live, and God's in control. If God is in control, here, I'm going to tee off some of you right now. This is not the God I want to serve. The God that approves, you know, 10, 15 kids a weekend being killed in Chicago? Are we serious? If God was in control, it was okay for all those slaves to be here? Are you serious? If God is always in control, you're telling me that the 6 or 7 million Jews that were killed was okay by him? I got news for you. You're wrong. That's not my God. You've forgotten that we have an adversary, and you've forgotten that you have choice. Either step up and stick up for these kids, or you go in the closet, hide, and get out of my way. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, listen, you know, one of the things I talk about, and it kind of caught on, but not really for the reasons I wanted to catch on. We call it Mental Health Mondays for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that, you know, with this lockdown, what's going on with your teens and young kids, you can't not provide guidance, stability, foundational beliefs for your kids. And then when things go sideways, look at them and tell them to suck it up. It doesn't work. You've got to give your kid, you've got to be that parent or that person that is guiding your kids from day one, not lording over them, but guiding them, giving them foundational beliefs, allowing them to hit some things in their lives that they have to work through on their own while you're kind of watching over to make sure they don't, you know, really hurt themselves. But now you've got all these teens that are really going through some things. Now, I'm not a squishy guy, so I've always said, you know, suck it up to a degree. I had to when I was a kid. But today, the kids are so isolated with that blue thing in front of their face, and that's all they know. That's all they deal with on a regular basis. And so we've got a lot of kids in trouble today. Now, I don't have a clue how to fix that. If I did, I wouldn't be behind the mic. I'd be sitting in my office with somebody else on a couch making, you know, $325 an hour or something like that, whatever they're getting these days. But Dr. Bridget Melson knows how. She's the professional here. Dr. B joins me every week to talk about how to help your kids, help these teens, and even yourselves, because a lot of you families are going through this, right? I mean, you're sitting there. I think it's the first time in 20 years you've got to know your spouse for real, got to know your kids, and now you're having to deal with it all, right, Dr. B?
Right. Yes. These teens are probably driving parents crazy. COVID crazy.
I like that. COVID crazy. It. That's cool.
Yeah, right? It's going to be a new DSM-5 diagnosis.
Oh.
Do you have the COVID crazies? Take this quiz.
But, you know, you and I would, it was funny because I've talked to a couple of people about our show last week and some of the things we were talking about, kids being, you know, in their room and doing their homework and doing their classwork in the room. And I've been telling people over the weekend that I was talking to, say, look, put a laptop downstairs. Don't let them lock themselves in the room. Don't let them be that far away from the family for that long, right?
Right. That should be the case, and that should be the you know, rule of the house anyway, to always have a central computer. The more and more you look, if you truly get their phones and their devices and really look at what they're doing, and now that they have hidden calculators, right, or hidden apps under the guise of calculators, if any of your children grab your phone right now, grab your kid's phone right now, parents, have two calculators. One is not a calculator. One is a hidden app that has all kinds of portals into the web and into dating sites and into things that aren't kosher and gaming sites. So that is
Oh, wait a minute. Enlighten us. This is like the first. I'm pretty up on this stuff, and this is the first I'm hearing about this. Talk to me.
Yes, so it's it's been around for years,
really?
And it's this is there are several things. You got to make sure they do not have a VPN, that's a private network. That means that they can do everything there and they can bypass every single filter from schools and anything you put on in the house. So they can put VPNs on their laptops, they can put VPNs on the school devices that you give them, and they can go and search anything, and none of the filters will work with that. The other thing is the extra calculator, as I said, and it's just another portal that you just look at it and go, oh, my kids are extra into school. They have two calculator apps. They don't. Another app to really be careful. They don't. I mean, how? We can't be stupid. We cannot. I don't swear, but I swear, if one more parent says, oh, she's a head cheerleader, she gets straight A's, she wouldn't be doing any of this. They're the ones that have it because they're smart and they're savvy and they have it. I don't care if your kid goes to school, goes to a private Christian school, or is homeschooled. They know about these things, and you've got to monitor the app. And if you're lazy about it, then the parents need to get a parent monitoring app like Bark. Bark is great, and there are a few others. You know, Disney makes a couple. I don't really love Disney, but I do like their apps for monitoring kids' phones. It's there. So
my two smartest kids out of the four, the two smartest ones are the ones that got the most amount of trouble. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I speak from personal experience. I'll just say that. I'm not going to say that I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, Custodio, it's Q-U-S-T-O-D-I-O, a great monitoring app, and then NetNanny. Now, these kids, I'll tell you this, because when we put this on our oldest son's phone and all his devices, the very first thing that pops up, because it monitors parents, all these apps, the very first thing that we got popped up as a text on our phone was the phrase, he Googled on YouTube how to remove this certain filter. NetNanny is what he had. How to remove NetNanny off of my device. And come on, we had to give him some credit for being really smart. And he did it. Took him 15 minutes from the time that we put it on for him to disable it.
Wow.
So just expect it.
Yeah, you know. Which really, if one of these, and they'll never do it, if one of these cell phone companies really wants to make a mint, or a phone company, you know, put a phone that has hardwired into it so parents can get to it online and really just check and uncheck boxes that they won't let their kids get to. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
But you won't see that anyhow. So
it's all fun.
Yeah. Oh, just wonderful. All right. So enlighten us. I know there's a couple things in particular that you want to talk about. I hear that Kanye West, you know, all of a sudden he's been a convert. He's going to run for president all of a sudden because he doesn't like Donald Trump anymore. And on top of that, I've been listening to what people were listening to him and applauding him. And one of the things he said that threw me for a loop, right, was that he said that Harriet Tubman wasn't one that freed the slaves. If you do your homework, you actually find out that what she did was she delivered those slaves to white people. Yes, Kanye, so that they could be free, so they could be moved up north, so they could live a free life. Anybody home between the years there? What else is wrong with this man?
Yeah, you know, and I'll preface this by saying I have not evaluated or assessed Kanye West. This is just my psychological opinion. I am not a medical doctor. I am just a mental health professional licensed in 2 states. But from what I'm reading, and these are straight from his words, I'm just evaluating what his words are. And definitely he's on what I would say is kind of a manic high, a psychotic break. Just the strange things that he's coming up with
really
are strange.
I know a lot of people like him. We'll talk about more about them and him on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side with Dr. B.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats on trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
The president telling reporters at the White House those talks are going well. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the next coronavirus stimulus bill will have a three-part focus.
The focus is really about kids and jobs and vaccines.
The Department of Homeland Security is crafting a plan to deploy about 150 federal agents to Chicago. The Homeland Security investigations are set to assist other federal law enforcement and Chicago police in crime-fighting efforts. City leaders not being made aware of any specific plans, and the Chicago Police Department has no comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back. You're listening to Real Time. You know, that clip from Nancy Pelosi, I think it's like 6 years old, 8 years old maybe. But it's still apropos today. She's still, it's perfect for her. She still has no idea as to what's going on. She's living in a fog. You know, she's calling people that are arrested by federal agents kidnapped. All right? She called MS-13 animals. I mean, no, she didn't call them animals. I'm calling them animals. You know, she can't figure it out. She can't get this work out. They're human beings. They're just kids. No, Nancy, they're animals. It's really that simple. People act like animals at times. There's no way around it. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. Dr. B joins me every week to talk about some of the issues going on with your teens, with yourselves, in society as a whole. She has an MS in counseling psychology and she deals a lot with issues that teens are having and anxiety and depression and so on. Dr. B, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. You were telling me what a nut job, professionally, what a nut job Kanye West was. No, I'm kidding. Not professionally, but.
No, I just, he's just all over the place. You know, he's up and down. Just the things he said, you know, talking to, you know, he uses profanity and in the same sentence talks about his kids. And then he says, if my wife leaves me after this, no big deal. We at least have a great child or great children. It's just all over the place talking about, I almost killed my child. Okay. That is now on the record and your child is going to see that. You know, just things that he just talks. He's very impulsive in what he says and just a lot of the things he says, it's not going to be good for his kids. And this is the thing that really gets me, really ticks me off about politicians and these Hollywood stars and the things they post and the things they say. They are there forever. That doesn't go away. And this is, not only do teens need to understand that what they post and what they say online is going to follow them, but also parents. It's the same with us. It's going to follow us, and I understand that your boss may get over it, your family member may get over it, you know, your parents, whatever, but your children are going to see this, and we need to take responsibility, and we really need to watch what we post online and be cognizant of the fact that we could be hurting our children, and they're under enough stress right now.
Right.
With schools not really going back and closing, and this COVID issue, it's frightening to me as a mom. So it has to be frightening to our kids and our children.
How do you put your kids at ease, though?
I'm trying to be optimistic.
How do you put your kids at ease, though? I mean, listen, we have, I won't say we, the collective we, okay, have not really taught these kids to deal with adversity, that not everything is going to go the way they thought it was supposed to go. And there are issues in life you're just going to have to work with and or work around. This is going to be a retraining of these kids, not just saying, look, you know, we're here for you and there's issues. That, no, you're going to have to retrain these children, are you not?
Yeah, you are. You are. And the holidays, I would say from the end of October, I don't remember the exact statistics, but I will tell you during the holidays is some of the most loneliest times, and it's the highest suicidal rate because people that don't have family or suffer because they are reminded how alone they are. Wow. And then put that on top of maybe not being able to see them because of COVID, you know, another holiday season we're going through, right? We missed Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter because of COVID when we couldn't be with our family members and our parents. Then you throw that on top of kids now with worry and anxiety and fear, the things they live with anyway. And now they're the fear of relatives dying, or a fear that maybe nobody can receive medical treatment, or a fear of going back to school that racial tensions are going to be increased, I bet it is. That is a lot for children to handle, and I do believe, you just quote me on this and check in with me in the end of December, beginning of January, that we're going to see a large jump in suicidal ideation, depression and anxiety, and our system, our economic system right now cannot handle what's to come mental health wise. We're already hurting. We already don't have enough support. You know, we do have more thanks to the White House, but I do think we're going to forget the hospitals. We're going to overwhelm the mental health system coming up here.
Well, you know, and again, you've got people fighting it from every angle. So I think you're right. I think there's going to be a problem with them. But again, why can't we get, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but here's the deal. These kids that are out there, these people that are out there, who has taught them to cope? We don't have coping skills anymore. Every detrimental thing that happens, very small things. I've seen it throw people into total tizzy. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not the end of the world. I mean, we really have a generation of, or a large group of people that really, for all intents and purposes, just can't cope with life. Am I wrong?
You are absolutely right. You are not wrong. You are not wrong. Well, here, we go back to Kanye. He wants to give $50,000 per year to single mothers because they need help. So there we go. There's a start, right?
Right.
That's just another crazy thing he added. But yeah, it's tough, Joe, because I've been saying this for over 20 years now, you know, as a mental health professional, really talking to parents and trying to speak to their heart and give them the facts and the basis of why mental health among our teens and anxiety and worry and depression are here, and they're here to stay if we don't teach our children how to cope. And that is by not rescuing them every time they have a boo-boo, every time they're bullied, every time. Sit down, listen to them, talk them through, and then ask them how they're going to handle it. Give their brains a chance to tell you and a chance to work, a chance to be creative, and a chance to figure it out on their own. And before I closed my practice, I would say the age range, the number one age range I saw with kids were 20 to 22-year-olds who were just finishing up college, so either juniors or seniors in college, coming in to see me, and they were so messed up psychologically. They were riddled with anxiety and depression because they had not been prepared to handle life after college. College was still paid for. They didn't have a job. They had an apartment paid for. They had been partying, even if they hadn't been partying. And now they're looking at life because the parents are like, "Oh no, we're done. We're going to pay your last semester. You're going to graduate, and you're on your own." And they did not have the skills to take care of themselves or to handle what real life is. And it was severe. Most of them were suicidal. It was severe. And they all wanted to just go on some kind of medication. And jumping to that, instead of coping, right, instead of giving them skills, and my husband and I wrote a book called This Is Life, and so I would go through that, and literally it's just what parents should have done. It teaches check writing, bill paying, interviewing for a job, all of that, who you are, personality test, right, what you value, what your morals are, and they're just like, Dr. B, this is brilliant. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's just literally basic life skills.
It's life.
And they said, we've never had it. But they've never been taught that.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it. My mom taught me life skills every single day, whether I liked it or not. And she was very, I don't know, she was very upfront about everything. And I appreciate it today because now I get it. You know, she taught me what to do in a parking lot if a guy tried to take you. She taught me what to do, you know, with boys and what not to do. She taught me, you know, about God and morality. And she taught me, you know, it's like, she taught me how to write a check, made me write checks, taught me how to interview, made me get out there and go interview. You know, it's, I just am a little lost because that just seems natural. Does that not?
Oh,
do I have it all wrong?
It does to me, but I'm not the one that has a doctor in front of their name. When I say it, I'm just being an ignorant fool. You should see some of the emails you get when I said, look, your kids need to go through bad things. I mean, break your heart or make you feel bad. But, you know, little Johnny, Susie, or whatever, are not going to have you around forever. And they're going to be in situations where they're 3,000 miles away. And are you going to be one of those parents that go, oh, my God, my son or daughter's not ready for this? And I'm going to pat myself and my wife on our backs. Okay, when our kids went out somewhere else, we were comfortable with the fact that we knew that they knew how to handle themselves. Would they make mistakes?
Right.
Probably. We were here. It wasn't like we were dead and gone or in another country. So you have to set your kids up so you're not sitting there biting your fingernails down to the bone. And frankly...
No, you're right. You are right.
Here's that lousy music again. Anyway, we're going for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins us after the break. Kellyanne Conway has a little problem she needs to deal with. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Fight for that white goat. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you that you're involved and engaged, and I really do appreciate the time that you hang out with us and get involved in the chat room, ask your questions and that kind of thing. Let me bring her in because I always enjoy having her on with me, and I know you guys because of the emails I get. I know you guys get a lot out of this segment. Dr. Bridget Melson, we lovingly call her Dr. B. She joins me every week to discuss some of the things that's going on with you, your honey, your kids. Locked in the house if you're in California, you know, relegated to the to everybody being stuck in one place. No real break. If you go outside, you can't have fun outside either because, you know, you got to be so many feet apart and have a mask. It's craziness. This is like, you couldn't have wrote this movie in the 70s and had anybody go see it because they would have thought it was outrageous. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure. Yes, you're not crazy, people. You are not crazy. You know, real quick, I wanted to say, if anybody's listening that is, and I know there are, that are a senior citizen, 70 and over, y'all are definitely more at risk of depression, anxiety right now because you're alone and you can't see your family. I just want to let you know that anything you're feeling is absolutely real, but you're not crazy, especially if you have pre-existing health risks. I want to let you know you're going to be okay. The best thing you can do is try to do some physical exercise, breathe, meditate, and try to get outside. The number one thing that's going to help you psychologically, anybody, get outside. Just walk outside, talk to God, enjoy his nature. So I just wanted to get that in because I know a lot of people. And the Journal of Psychology Science just had an article come out that just said everything I did. So
wow. Well, listen, you
got
to get your information. You got to get your information. You got to get to people that have a clue and not the Facebook experts. My God, if I hear one more time about, you know, these Facebook aficionados online, it's like, really? How about you put up a picture of your certificate? Put up a picture of your diploma, you know?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, everybody's an expert now,
yes,
including our politicians.
Now,
but we'll get to that.
Let's talk about Kellyanne Conway. What a problem that she has. And I won't say that she has created, but she has created. She has a daughter that has decided that, you know, this has always amazed me about the left. Nobody's above the law, well, except when it doesn't go their way, right? So here's a young girl that really shouldn't have an account on her own to begin with, and she's got one, and she's causing some headaches, isn't she?
She is. She's 15 years old. It's Kellyanne Conway's daughter. And I get, you know, I'm not going to put all the blame on the daughter. She's 15 years old. But, and I know Kellyanne is a very forceful, vocal person. I've met her in D.C. I've spoken to her. She's very, let's just say, upfront about everything and very passionate. But she is also has a daughter that's 15 that is a self-proclaimed anti-Trump, 100% leftist liberal is what she has on her TikTok and her Instagram. So she got into some trouble with her mom because she posted a lot of anti-Trump things that were unkind and the opposite of what her mom has been saying. And her mom asked her to take it down. Just respectfully, can you take it down? And her daughter, 15 years old, respectfully declined. I can only imagine if I walked up to my mom and said, I respectfully decline to do what you're asking me to do. I think my face would be in Arkansas and my body would probably be in California.
Well, so. If I said it to my dad when I actually woke up from the coma, I probably would have forgotten why I was there to begin with, but go ahead.
That's funny. Oh, my God. Exactly. Right, right, Mom? I know she's listening. So, yeah, enough about that. But it's just about, you know, kids, respect your parents. And parents, yeah, if they say that, and I'm getting a couple questions here, what do I do, Dr. B, if my child, you know, respectfully declines? Well, then you go on. This is why you need to have your apps, your parent apps. You go and disable all of their apps. You go and disable their phone. Guarantee that 15-year-old's not paying for her phone. You
that's
call
right.
up Verizon and say, disconnect the phone, please. And that's
yep.
it. You don't argue.
Yep. No, why? Listen, most people don't know. First and foremost, log online to your service, whoever your provider is, okay? And everyone in the phone has the ability for you to freeze the phone or shut the phone off or temporarily suspend the phone. And to your point, Dr. B., your child doesn't have a right to have a phone. There's no God-given right for them
no.
to have a telephone. Some of you parents, like, freak me out. Like, they have a lock on their door. They have the privacy of the room. No, they don't. They don't have a right to any of that stuff. They earn those things. And if you're one of those people, I this isn't Dr. B talking, it's Joe. If you're one of those people that bought your daughter or your son a $500 iPhone, you're paying a monthly fee for it, and you're letting them dictate how they're going to operate and how they're going to behave, you need to see Dr. B.
Yes, you wonder why we're such an entitled culture. That's why.
Yes.
And every carrier, every cell phone carrier has that ability. And most cell phone carriers even have filtering software now and filtering apps.
Yep.
It's just what they do. So you need to take it away. There is no right. I don't think any child should actually have a cell phone other than to be used for a cell phone. It's the more and more I'm seeing clients and I'm hearing about it and I'm reading articles, the damage that's being done between parents and to the teenagers and these kids even that have them mentally.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying and irreversible in some ways.
So, years ago, when I had my business, Tammy and I had a computer company, and one of our employees, I knew that she was perusing, certain websites, and I said to her on more than one occasion and sent her an email and said, look, company computers, company time, you're not to be perusing, right? So every time I walked into that office, or Tammy walked in, you could tell she was flipping screens, okay? So finally, I went in and I put monitoring software in every machine, and I told them all, and I sent them all an email, and I said, we are monitoring your activity on the Internet, all right? Real simple. So when we went in and talked with her and showed her, she's like, you really did that? Yes, we really did that. Why wouldn't we if we said we were going to? Right? And that's the kind of where the generation, I see that generation today, and that's what they're doing. It's like they're doing these things without understanding there's actually a repercussion for what you're doing. That young lady that was arrested, I think she was on a Chicago university where she took a pro-life sign down. She took a sign that was made that she could not understand that it was somebody else's private property. And even though it hurt her feelings, she had no right to destroy it. That's the generation we have.
It really is. I mean, look at the rioting. Look at the protesting, quote unquote, that's going on. No appreciation for anything valuable or that belongs to somebody else. And I'm watching video after video of even the lack of value on human life and how dealing with this. So it is definitely everywhere.
But Dr. B, right now, Christians, our Christians brothers and sisters who believe in abortion, who believe in these things, who don't believe in train up a child in the way it should go, okay? They're totally devoid of any kind of scriptural knowledge and or value. That's, to me, that's one of the biggest problems we have in society today, is they don't believe what they espouse to believe.
No, the hypocrisy is running rampant, and I will tell you, it is a cult-like mentality, and it's coming from the left. And if I really quick, can I read?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna read for everybody these personality traits. And I want to see if anyone in my feed or on Joe Messina's page feed can guess what I'm talking about, what group of people I'm talking about. Okay, ready? All right, here they go. So these type of people have a grandiose idea of who they are and what they can achieve. They are preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, or brilliance. They demand unquestioned obedience. They require excessive admiration from followers and outsiders. They act arrogant and haughty in their behavior or attitude. They have a sense of entitlement. Any guesses yet, guys? They are hypersensitive to how they're seen or perceived by others. They publicly devalue others as being inferior or incapable. They humiliate others publicly. They are frequently boastful of their accomplishments. They don't seem to listen well to the needs of others. And there's one more I want to read. When criticized, they tend to lash out with rage. And then, there's one that's just perfect. The word I dominates their conversation. Okay, so anybody guess what I'm describing right now?
Somebody
put Democrats.
No, I, you know what? It's really, here you go, right? You go through the whole list, and I can't think, let me see, let's look.
Survey said...
Democrats, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. I win. But I mean,
so
come on.
What
people.
I'm describing, because I know we're about to get a break, that is the psychological description of a cult leader. I'll leave it right there.
Hey, check out Jimmy Jones. Seriously. And then we'll talk about it more later on. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B, quickly, where can I find you?
Diagnosing America with Dr. B on Facebook.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we'll be back in a little while. Next hour, smorgasbord of stories. Really crazy stuff happening now. We'll be back in a bit.